Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Robert Kiyosaki's Why Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. Sophie, I have to admit, the title alone made me a little defensive.
Hi there, Sam.
Oh, me too. I was a solid A student, so I was like, hey, wait a minute. But once you get into it, the book isn't actually bashing academic success. It's questioning what the education system prepares us for.
Right. And his core argument is that schools were designed during the industrial age to produce obedient factory workers and soldiers. So the system rewards rule following and fear of failure. The A student thrives there, but that mindset can be a trap when it comes to building wealth.
Exactly. And that's where the cash flow quadrant comes in. Kiyosaki divides the world into four categories: employee, self-employed, business owner, and investor. The A student typically lands in the employee quadrant, trading time for money.
Yeah, and the C student is more drawn to the business owner or investor quadrants. They're not afraid to fail or to question authority. They learn by doing, not by memorizing. So they're more likely to build systems that generate wealth instead of just earning a paycheck.
And the B student, according to the subtitle, ends up in government or a big corporation seeking stability, which is totally fine if that's your goal. But Kiyosaki's point is that the system doesn't teach you how money actually works.
That's the part that got me. He says financial intelligence isn't about accounting or stock picking. It's about understanding the difference between an asset and a liability. His definition is simple. An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out.
Right.
And he makes this radical claim that most people think their house is an asset, but for most people, it's actually a liability because it requires constant cash outflows. The A student mindset sees a big mortgage as a sign of success, but it chains you to your job.
Yes. And that's the rat race. You get a high-paying job, but then you buy a bigger house and a nicer car, so your expenses go up. You have to work even harder to maintain that lifestyle. The C student, on the other hand, might live frugally and use their money to buy assets that generate passive income.
Honestly, I pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, isn't he just glorifying risk-taking? But he addresses that. The C student's path is harder and full of failure. It's a dark forest. The A student's path is safe and well-lit.
Right. And he's not saying everyone should be an entrepreneur. He's saying that the educational system fails to teach financial literacy to anyone, regardless of their path. It teaches you how to be a good employee, but not how to make money work for you.
There's a great distinction he makes between saving and investing. The A student is taught to save money in a bank account, but inflation erodes its value. The C student understands that investing means acquiring assets that generate cash flow or appreciate.
And he talks about using debt strategically. The A student sees all debt as bad, but the C student uses good debt to acquire assets, as long as the asset's cash flow covers the cost. That's financial leverage.
Taxes too. The employee is the most heavily taxed person. But if you own a business, you can deduct expenses and use capital gains rates. It's not cheating. It's understanding the rules of the game.
So the title is provocative, but the real message is about mindset. The A student's greatest liability is fear of failure. The C student's greatest asset is willingness to fail and learn. And the most important education is learning how to make money work for you.
And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. And Sophie, my biggest takeaway? Don't let a good GPA fool you into thinking you understand money. Financial intelligence is a whole different subject.
Well said. Kiyosaki's challenge is to choose whether you'll be a student of the system or the master of your own financial universe. We'll see you in the next one.